are starting Beit HaRashem, Pene Kol HaBosa, Kof Gimel Amet Beit. Zok the Mishneh, Kol HaBosa, Bosa Levashel B'Cholo. All types of Bosa, one is not permitted to cook together with milk. Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'Chagovim, but there's no Isra Bishol milk with Dogim V'Chagovim. And the second aloche, v'hosa lahalois imagvina ala shulchan. One is not permitted to bring on the shulchan basa and gvina. It should be on the shulchan, both of these. Chutz mibsar dogim v'chagovim, which is mutter. Hanoider min habosa, if a person made a neder not to eat basa, is mutter bebsar dogim v'chagovim. Is mutter bebsar dogim v'chagovim. Let us see Rashi. Kol ha-bosa osa levashel b'cholo, da'af agav da'omar rachmon gidi, is the vashel gidi b'cholei v'imoy, hu adin l'chaya v'oif, kol ha-bosa is inclusive, it means chaya v'oif, Umiflik pligi bo lekamon, ikalaman da omar di reise, et bosa chai boif is also min atoir, ikalaman di omar de rabono. But the kol ha-bosa, akaponim is inclusive, means bein besar behema, bein besar chai boif, is also lavashul b'cholo. Ba also lahalois, if you'll have on the same table cheese and meat, so you might come and eat them together. The konogi uboli madodi. You have on the same tablecloth, you have milk and cheese and meat. So they touch one another. Uboli meadodi. So memele. Therefore, you're not allowed to lahalo to bring them on the table together. Va'af al gav shemuta lechel bosa acha gvina. You're allowed to eat meat after cheese. Kedemrina bigmore. But cheese after milk, you're not allowed. Cheese after meat, you're not allowed to have. And together about the gibish, you're not allowed to have. So mamela. Together the konogi uboli ma'adodi. This is a difficult Rashi. One will see the maskonas ha-gemara and daf kuf dalad amud beis. We'll see the gemara does not seem to say this is the time of the Mishnah. I just like to mention the Rishash is Moira. The Mishnah started off with kol ha-bosa osa lebashel b'cholov. And the Pasuk also speaks about Bosa B'cholov. And here, the second halacha, we switch to Gvina. So why did we switch to Gvina? So the Rishash wants to say that since Gvina, since Cholov is a liquid, and usually a liquid you have in a cup or a glass, so it could be this Rishash of the Kanogi of Boli Bat Dodi is not applicable. That means if you have stamazay, some cheese and meat on the table, then we'll have this problem. But if you have milk in a cup or a glass, could be there's no such issa. Again, we'll have to see the end of the sugya. If this is, according to the Maskonas HaGemore, if this will be true. A neder min habosa, a person made a neder not to eat bosa. The Rashi says, kol ha-neder ein date ela achaloshem b'nei odom, shukairi shem hadovor kach. He says, what people call bosa, so when he makes a neder on bosa, that he's asking the bosa, means what people call bosa. Bashminin masnisin, the whole mean bosa, every mean bosa, that means behema chaya boif, odom kereyu bosa. That a person calls it bosa, so anoidim in a bosa. The chutz mi besar dogim vechagovim, which are not called bosa, beloshim b'nei odom. Let us see Taisvis, Kol Abosor Osa Labashel Bacholam. Taima the Leitoni Baoretz Bechutz Loretz Bifnei Abayis Vishalei Bifnei Abayis. Anoch Pirkim. In the previous parakim, we have a list of halachas that these anoyeg and mekdoshim, gidan nosher, and bechulin and mekdoshim. And very interesting, this mishnah does not mention the whole list that we had in the previous parakim. But in the Tesefta, Taka says that Bosa Becholov is Noyeg, Ba'oretz, Bechutz La'oretz, Nebai Shlebif Nebais. B'Shem O'Mai D'Shai B'Mas Nisen, Perish B'Bereis. Maybe for some reason the Mishnah did not enumerate all these Prote Halachis, but the Bereis was Mefarish. What is the chiddush of all these things? We have had Keseida, not everyone is a chiddush, while Kaponim, since one of these protim is a chiddush, by the loch that is being learnt in this Mishnah, so we mentioned the whole list. So what is the chiddush in this whole list of Mechutzlaos, Baoretz, Mefabayish, Leibivnei Abayis, Bechulim, Mekdoshim? So Taisvah says, Vashmin in the Chiddush is the Chayil Issa Bosa Becholov by Issa Mekdoshim. That the Issa Bosa Becholov is Chal on the Issa Mekdoshim. It's very also as Mekdoshim. So Chayil would should say in Issa Chal al Issa, Afapikin it's Chal. Rabbi Kimege asks, why is it Taka Chal? I mean, we mentioned a chiddush that even though it's Roshim is also afal pikein, there's the issa bosa becholov is chal. Why is it taka chal? Gemara further, the Gemara says if you hold an issa chal al issa, so the issa bochol chaylev is also it won't be chal. We need a pasuk to tell me that it should be chal, but this is a klal minissa chal alissa. And so the Megiyah and the Tosfos Rosh brings down from the Orech Laner from the Binyan Tzion that he wants to say als koilu that you have bosa mekdoshim and you cook milk, so the milk becomes also als bosa becholov. So migu the issa is chal. And the challah, that could be that's the chiddush. The Rashbam perish. The Rashbam says the itzrach. No, the chiddush. This whole list of chulim b'mekdoshim, be'oretz, b'chutz loretz. The chiddush is the itzrach mishum chutz loretz. It's telling us a chiddush that bosa b'cholov is noyig b'chutz loretz. What's the chiddush? Salke daitach deine neig bechutz lores, mishum de iskish lebikurim bechat kro. The posik was makish bosa becholov to bikurim. It says reishis bikurei ad moscho, loise vashel gidi bachalei vimoi. So memele, so fakert, so there's a hekish. So even though all averis which are achoyves haguf, anoyig bechutz lores, but the Torah was makish bosa becholov to bikurim. So I would think that Bosa Becholov is only Noyik Boretz, like Bikurim. So that's the Chiddush, Noyik Bechutz Loretz. Ule Perush Einiche, so according to the Rashbam, so we will be very good. Hoda Oma Beper Kreshis Hageis, the Arzacha, the Bikurim, it says, Tobi Me Arzacha, so Arzacha by Bikurim is also Lemu'utei Chutz Loretz. You only bring it Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. So Ktois is Dafo gav the mitzvah Hatluye Boretz. Why do you need a miut Arzacha? All mitzvahs Hatluye Boretz are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. Also Lemu'utei Chutz Loretz. Dafo gav the mitzvah Hatluye Boretz. Yitzarech Mishum Deiskish Labosa Bechola Pakel. The Rashbam was the one that opened up our eyes and said there's a Hekish Bosa Bechola to Bikurim or Bikurim to Bosa Bechola. So Memele, if it wouldn't say the Artsacha, I would say Pum Pakel. I would say that we're makish bikurim to bosa b'cholom. Just like bosa b'cholom is a chayves haguf and is noig b'chutz loret. So bikurim is also noig b'chutz loret. That's why it says me'artzach by bikurim. But now can't show you laben, so this guy should have a keveger ask. So good. So now I see we're not makish bikurim to bosa b'cholom. So let's be makish bosa b'cholom to bikurim, and shetaka only be noig boretz. Forget, we appreciate the tesefta very well. The tesefta told us a chiddush. You're not makish, but can shay laben. Why aren't you taking makish? And she say that bosa b'cholom should only noig boretz like bikurim. Bosa lahalos imagvina l'shulchan chutz mi b'sar dogim b'chagov. Haychutz layitzterech. I mean, if it says in the first bovet, you're allowed to cook together cholov and besar dogim v'chagovim, so avada givish, you're allowed to put it on the same table. Haychutz liyitzrich tafilu levashel shori, elala gavreish enokte. He wants to say, he's saying a whole set of halachis, chutz mi besar dogim v'chagovim, so that's why he said this halacha also, that even though osa lahalo is magvin ala shulchan, abo bosa b'sar dogim v'chagovim is mut. Let us see the Gemara a little, then we'll come to the Taisvis. Ha'oif osa midaraisa. The Gemara held now, kol ha'bosa osa levashim v'cholom. We'll see the kol ha'bosor is very inclusive, so that includes chutz mipsar dogim v'chagovim, but it seems that kol ha'bosor includes psar chayevoyv. Frech the gemara ha'oif osor mitzosim, ha'oif osor midiraisa. The gemara understood that kol ha'bosor osor, that it's all one iser. It's all awesome in our Torah. Ha'if awesome in the Raisa. Kiman, the like Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Yir Rabbi Akiva, Ha'oma, Chaye, Va'if, Eina min ha'Torah. The Gemara held, Kol ha'bosa also means the same Misr. So just like B'sar Behemah is awesome in our Torah, Huadin, Bisaroif is also minatayre, so it comes out the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva that says Chayvoyf ain't minatayre. So the Gemara ain't more safe. Let us see the safe. Hanoider min habosor muter bebisar dogim vechagome ha'oif also, but hanoider min habosor is muter bebisar dogim vechagome is muter bebisaroif. Is also besarei ha'oif also. Oson Rabbi Kiva. This halacha is going dafka according to Rabbi Kiva. The Oma Rabbi Kiva says amir de kezach kol mili the mimlech olei shliach. Everything that if a mishalach told a shliach to purchase something, and the shliach will ask, is this also good? Bar minehu, so that means if the shliach is asking, so this is also the same me. Now so the Gemara brings a baraisa to understand this. Hanoider min hayerek, a person made a neder not to eat yerokes. Is muta bedluyim, a dluyim type of a squash, so that's a peri, that's not a yerek. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, Anoidim in a Yerik is also Bedlui. Amru loyal Rabbi Kiva. So they told Rabbi Kiva, let's see what Lishne b'nei Odom is. V'loy oimer Odom l'shluchai kach lo ne Yerik. A person will tell a shliach, purchase a Yerik for us. Who oimer will come back and will say, loy matzosi elot luim. I didn't find a Yerik. He only found Beluim. So you see clearly that Luim is not Yerek. That's what he said. I didn't find any Yerek, I found Luim. So Memele, so you see clearly in Lishna B'nei Adam that Luim is not Yerek. If he found Luim, if Tum would be a Yerek, so what's a limitosi? Luim is also Yerek. So you see, Luim is not a Yerek. And Rabbi Kiva says, a Noidim and a Yerek is also with Luim. Amalehem, so Rabbi Kiva told them, Kainatov Akert, from this, what the Minig Olam is, that a Shliach will come back and say, I didn't find Yerokes, I only found Luim. That's a raya to me. Would he say, listen, I didn't find Yerek, I found kidneys? Would he say such a thing? So we'll see in Rashi, Amir de Kezach, there's a Stam Yerek. It's a Stam Yerek. Stam Yerek, that's right. Stam Yerek, Stam Yerek means it does not include automatically. Let's be megashim. Stam Yerek includes lettuce, cabbage. That's a Yerek. That's for sure. It doesn't include automatically Dluyim. Doesn't include automatically Dluyim. But Dluyim, even though Stam Yerek does not, but it can be. It's a Min Yerek. It's a Min Yerek, so the Shliach has to ask, good, Stam Yerek I didn't find, but would you be satisfied with Luim, because Luim is a Min Yerek. He would never ask him, do you want, I didn't find Yerokes, but I found Kidneys. Listen, a Kidneys is not a Min Yerek. So Memela, but if he tells him that I found Luim, so we see Luim is a Min Yerek. It's not Stam Yerek, but it's a Min Yerek. So Memela, the Shliach will start asking, good, I couldn't find a Stam Yerek, but would you be satisfied with something which is a Min Yerek? So Rabbi Kiva holds that when a person is Noidim in a Yerek, the Neder includes not only a Stam Yerek, it includes everything that is a Min Yerek. So there is also in the Luim. And that goof is, from this Maisa that you brought a Raya, that the Shliach would tell the Mishalach, I didn't find a Yerek, I only found Luim. That goof is a Raya, that Luim is a Min Yerek. Let us see what Rashi says. Kosal kadaitach ayisa de masnisen, bidaraisa kabat, gvara held, kola boso, osa lavashu bacholo, means minatoiri not allowed to. Rabbi Kiva be masnisen hi bahai pilke. Rabbi Kiva is late in the Mishnah. Mutter be psar dogim, she'ein, so the Sefer says, that anoidim in a boso is mutter be psar dogim, she'ein kerei a boso. Oif also, but it seems oif is also. The medorim achaloshim bnei adam on the tzrichim alalech. Ashminim asnisen the derech lekraisay basa. You call psar oif also basa. Yeah. Kol midi gmim lechalei shliach. Kol dovo she'enoi nishma minastam. Something that minastam you cannot say loy besoicha klal. That means minastam you can't say for sure that this is included in what he asked for. Veloy mutzo minaklal, but it's also not mutzo minaklal. That means you can't say it's zichanat minaklal. V'tzorech ha-shliach lachzer u'leforesh v'lishel reitzat abozeh. That means, stam yerek it's not, but to say that it's not at all a yerek, you also can't say. So, when the occasion arises, when, let's say, he made him a shliach to purchase a yerek, So the luyim, which is amin yerek, will be, yes, okay, I couldn't find the normal yerek, but are you interested in amin yerek? Minehu, choshuv le'inyin nedorim, meyaisi amin, kigayin hoche, sha'im elishluche klei lonu boso minashuk. When a person will tell a shlich to purchase meat, ene nishma loy minastam b'saroy. That's right, stam boso does not mean b'saroy. But if you will not be able to acquire b'sar beheme, he'll ask the balabos, b'sher klumani lekeach b'saroy, minehu. So if this question will be asked, so we see that b'saroy is also min b'saru. Shrei omar loy kneili b'saroy. He made him a shlich to purchase boso. Vim lo yehoya oif min boso, if oif would not be a min boso, lo yehoya nimlach mikach mimenu. So if oif would not be a min boso, he wouldn't ask him a shal shai by this. Do la boso hu. So al kochoch, if the shliach could ask a shayla, should I purchase b'sar oif? So we see from this that b'sar oif is a min boso. Laima tzosi ela diluyim. He tells him, I only find diluyim. Veine loikcha miyak shemoytzon. No, so the chachamim brought a raya. Since, well, you send a person to buy a yerek, and he'll come back, I couldn't find only diluyim, but he didn't buy it. Alma loikogala in she yerek. So you see, it's not called a yerek. The hayerek stam komale. He told him, purchase me a stam yerek. Why does he have to ask? So now what he has to ask is, see, it's not called a stam yerek. So therefore they hold a neidah min a yerek is muta bedluyim. Amalem kein adava misham ani meviraya shehu min yerek. But you see, if he asks him, should I purchase the luyim? From that we see that the luyim is a min yerek. Sheilu leimotza lekitnius layam yeshiva lematzosi ela kitnius. You wouldn't tell me, I only found kitnius. Ela leimatzosi yerek. He'll tell him, I didn't find yerek. Finished. That's my, you want me to make me shlich to buy from, you asked me for yerek, he'll tell him leimatzosi yerek. He wouldn't say ela. Just like, if he made him a shlich to purchase yerokas, he won't tell him all, I didn't find yerokas, I found a bottle of milk. I mean, he didn't make him a shlich on milk. So by kidneys, he'll tell him, I didn't find yerokas, period. But I found kidneys. Kidneys is not a yerek. Ubetuluyim o yoyima, Loima tzosi yerek ach. I didn't find other yerokes, ala deluyim. V'lo yoha yoyim akein. If deluyim is not a mean yerek, so what is he telling him? V'enak v'loma ho yoyim akein, ala shesh lecha lilmoid, sha deluyim nikroim yerek. V'enak itnis b'chlal yerek. This is also a mean yerek. So Memela, so we have like this. In the Reisha we have Kol HaBosa Osu Lavashu, which means that it's inclusive, it means Bosa Reif also. And the Gemara understood that it's also Minatay. And it comes out, if that's the case, it's not like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds Bosa Reif is Muta Minatay. The Sefer says, Hanoidim Minat Bosa, so he's Muta B'Psar Dogim, but B'Psar Reif is Osa. So this goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds, even though stam boso does not include oif, but since if you make a shliach and boso and he couldn't find boso, he'd ask him, should I acquire oifes? So you see that an oif is a mean boso. So when a person is neidem in a boso, he means to include not only stam boso, he means to include everything that's a mean boso. So the Reisha is not like Rabbi Kiva, and the Seif is like Rabbi Kiva. So how could it be? It's a steal the Reisha and the Seif. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi. V'nosev lo alibet the Tanoi, and he set the Mishnah, that means he paskin the Gabi one machlokes, not like Rabbi Kiva, like one machlokes, like Rabbi Kiva. בנדורים סבו לא כרבי קיבה, בנדורים יוצא כרבי קיבה, בפוסו בחולוב סבו לא כרבון. So ממילא, it's not a stira, ראשם, אין הרבי קיבה, it's רבי, that holds like רבי קיבה in the safe and not in the ראשם. רב אשי אומה כולה רבי קיבה, רב אשי says, the whole mission is going according to רבי קיבה. I have a problem, according to רבי קיבה, בוסו אויף is מוטה מן התוירה. Nirvit says, "Kol abosa osa levashel becholov." Kol Rabbi Kivi, "Vachi kama kol abosa osa levashel mecholov." Everything is also to cook with milk. Mehen midivrei teire. Others are also mina teire. That's psar veime. Umehen midivrei seifrim. And others that's psar veifechayes. Also mina rabbonim. Chutz mibisar dogim vechagovim sheinam loy midivrei teire v'loy midivrei seifrim. Let us see Rashi. Savala Kerabi Kiva, the Afal Gav de Itzorich le Imluche Ilishkel. Even though when it comes to Dluyim, or comes to Bosaroif, he'll have to ask him, should I get this? But it's called the mean. The lab minehu, we have a omar eshkel mehai. If it wouldn't be the same mean, so he wouldn't ask him, should I buy this? So al kochoch, that's what the shaila rises, should I acquire this? That guf is a raya, that this is also a mean. It's not stam boso, but it's a mean boso. Let us see Tosfos. Anoida min aboso, is mutter bepsar dogim v'chagovim. V'gmori mukilo k'rabbi kive. The Gemara says the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The whole mili d'mimlech olay shliach, everything that a shliach will inquire, I can't get this, should I get this? Ba'mineu, that's called the same thing. U'beperek hanoyde min hayerek porech, the babosar dogim nami mimlach. The Gemara nedor me sakashe. That means if you can't find bosar, he'll ask him, should I get dogim? So if the criteria is, he told me the safe is going according to Rabbi Kiva. If the safe is going to Rabbi Kiva, that means anything that a shliach will ask, maybe I should get this because it's also bosar. Dogim will also be mimlach. Should I get bosar dogim? I can't get the meat. Can I get dogim? This is the Gemara's Akashe. So we have a problem. How could the Sefer go according to Rabbi Kiva? If it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, so my boss of Dogim is also Mimlach. Umuki mas nisen dohoche two akimtes. Akimte number one, biman de koiv le'ene. A person who has eye problems, his eyes are hurting him. Such a person, it seems, Dogim are not good for him. Dogim are not good for a person who's koiv le'ene. So when he said, get me bosa, I know he doesn't mean dogim. The shliach won't ask him, I see his head is wrapped around with a wet towel, he's in pain. The koiv le'ene, al kaponim, I know he zicha didn't mean dogim. Fine. That's one akimta. A second akimta is, b'yoyma da hakoze, d'layochal inish dogim. That a day that he was makis dam, that they took out dam from him, that day alone, it's detrimental to self to have dog. The next day would be very good, but not that day. So memela, the Mishnah is speaking about one of these two akimtes, a person who I know clearly that he doesn't want dogim, either it's biskoiv layene or because it's a yoyme da koze. So that's why he's also bebosa chayev oif. Avoloif ochel b'shilke. It is the Gemara says that a yema koze oif is also not good. So if you make such an akimte, so why is bosa oif bechlal? So the Gemara says if you cook it a lot, so then bosa oif is not detrimental. B'yema da koze. So the Gemara Nedarim says our Mishnah is speaking about one of two cases, either Yoyme Da Hakoze, or it's speaking about Mandakoy Vlei Eini. Umi Bepeg Basra De Mila Lekayme Shinu Yeda Hakoze, the mothers remain with the Shini, Elamasik B'Mandakoy Vlei Eini, speaking about Afkadisa Kimte, Aval Visha Yomim, Anoidimina Bosa, Osanami Bedogim. Abaina Hanami, Stamase, a normal day, so that Zicha the Shliach will ask him, should I take by dogim? So Mamela, so Istaka Osa Bedogim. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Chutz mi Bisar Dogim Vachagovim, Now, the second bov in the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to bring on the table basar and gvina. Omar Rav Yosef, and basar includes also basar oif and basar chaya, because the Mishnah says it's only muta by basar dogim and basar chagot. Omar Rav Yosef, Shma Mino, Besar Oif Becholov Diereis. So from here we see that Besar Oif Becholov is also Minatayr. And this is Rav Yosef Lishitose, before Rav Yosef held that the Mishnah that says Kol Abosa Oso Levasho Becholov, which includes Besar Oif, is Minatayr Atake. And he said the Reish is not like Rabbi Kivim. So he says, but from this bavi you see clearly that psaroif is also minatay. Why? This alkedai toch derabonon. If you'll say that psaroif is only also derabonon, is achila gufe gzeira. So the whole iser to eat psaroif becholov is only a derabonon. Vanan nigzer halo oto achila. The whole thing, I feel he eats it together, said the Rabbana. So we ask her to bring on the table together, because he might come to eat it, and the whole eating is also the Rabbana. How do you know we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira? The snan, we learned a Mishnah Mesechtes Chalas Chutzel Oretz, Necheles Im Hazor Ala Shulchan. That means a Kohen can sit together with a Zor on one table, and on the table there's Chalas Chutz Loretz, which is Chalam Midarabonon, and there's other bread there, and I'm not afraid that since they're eating together on one table, the Zor might come and eat from the Chal of the Kohen. So we see clearly from this halacha that something that's only also midarabonon, it didn't ask the halal. That means the whole halal, she shouldn't bring it on the table together, it might be eaten so that if something is also midarabonon, so the yasa, the halal, oto achila, and achila bin iser deraisa. But if the whole achila goof is only at the rabonon, they never ask the halal. So Zot Rav Yosef, if you would say that Bosa Oif Becholov is a Rabbonon, so why did they ask her a lot? Now we bring down the safe of the Mishnah. V'nitenes l'chol koyin she'yir. So we'll see, Chalas Chutzlor, and Rashi says pshat, that one can give it to a koyin, even though a koyin amoritz, we're not sure if it'll be nizer, to eat it betare, you're allowed to give it. Chalas chutzlos, you're allowed to give it. Fine. So Memelis Rav Yosef said, we see clearly from our Mishnah that Bosor Oif is also in a Torah. Because if Bosor Oif would be also in a Rabbonon, it should be like Chalas chutzlos, that there's no Iser, halo, miyachad imazor. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, I wish to disagree with you. I'll tell you, Bosa Oif is Ad Rabbonon. And Bosa Oif is Osa Halo. Even though you brought me a raya that Chalas Chutz Loretz Since it's also mit der Rabbonon, alos mutter. So bring your eye. Bi shloi me yashminen chalas chutz loretz boorez. That means like this. If that Mishnah would be speaking about chalas chutz loretz boorez, that means we're speaking about Neretz Yisrael. A koyin has chalas chutz loretz he brought with him. And the Mishnah witness, and now we're in Eretz Yisrael, we have to understand like this. In Eretz Yisrael, this chalas Eretz Yisrael. Grad, this coin is chalas chutzlos. Now he's bringing chalas chutzlos on the table. And if the Mishnah would tell me he's allowed to eat together with a zor in Eretz Yisrael, so then you brought a merdekarai. That means like this, because you have to understand I'm playing with fire. The problem is not only this chalas chutzlos that's on the table, since we're in Eretz Yisrael, if the coin can eat together with the zor, Chalas Chutzlot, Tamar's gonna eat Chalas Eretz Yisrael with them. Chalas Chutzlot is a Pesach to Chalas Eretz Yisrael. And if it would say that that's Mutter, then you have a Mordekaraya. So it says you're not allowed to have Gvina with Besar Oif, even though Besar Oif today is eating Besar Oif, tomorrow he might eat Besar Behemoth. And there it says that Chalas Chutzlos is Mutter in Eretz Yisrael. So, since the Etzem Chalas Chutzlos is Ad Rabbonon, then you would have Amor de Karaye, that Sarayf is Minatayr. Omelay Abay, Bishloy Mishminen Chalas Chutzlos Ba'oretz. If that Mishnah would be speaking about Chalas Chutzlos Ba'oretz, Dikele Migzo Mishim Chalas Ha'oretz Diyaraise. That means when a koyin eats with us all together, and on the table there's chalas chutz loretz, and there's a possibility, if you'll permit the koyin to eat with the Yisrael chalas chutz loretz, tomorrow he might come and eat with chalas eretz Yisrael. And from that, Begner would say, v'loy gazrinon, and the Mishnah says that that's permissible. So then you have a raya, that Bosa Oif is Minatayra, because the Bosa Oif is Minarabono, just like you want Geyser Bachalos Chutzlots and Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a possibility he might come and eat Chalos Eretz Yisrael, I wasn't Geyser, since now it's only Chalos Chutzlots. So then I have the same Kasha, that even though there's a possibility he might bring tomorrow Bosa Behema, but now since it's Bosa Oif, it should be Mutav, it's only Os Minarabono. Elo, but the Mishnah isn't speaking about a koyin that came to Eretz Yisrael with chalas chutzlot. Elo chutzlot mishim delekel amigzahu. In chutzlot oretz is speaking about the whole chala that is there is chalas chutzlot. So the whole problem, it will only be maybe azol binichshel in chalas chutzlot. And that they didn't ask a halo. You're right. And that they didn't ask a halo. Avol hochik, so could very well be Bosoif is a darabonon. You know, they asked Avol hochik, shoris lay lasuki yoifa gvina, or si lasuki bosor gvina. Or mecha bosor bechol of the eraise. So maybe don't have been a rai from our Mishnah. It's Rav Yosef when Lishitosa, he was tiny, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, not like Rabbi Akiva. The boss Reif is also in a Torah, and he brought a raya because of the Yosemi the Rabbonon. There's no Mokim Ligzer. So Abaye asked him, it's not true. Could very well be boss Reif is also in the Rabbonon. But Lemaise, they still asked, hello, boss Reif in Gvina, Gzeire, he might come and bring boss Behem in Gvina. Let us see Rashi. Shema mina, let's see Rashi in the Madav, Kuntal in the Madav. Shema mina mida, also, oif ba'alo, mishin gzeira sachila. Shema mina, oif sachila didei mide raise. V'loi ke Rav Ashi, not like Rav Ashi, I wanted to say, that kol abosa also, mehem bidivrei saifa. So he said, because it will be the Rabbona, Nachile, Gufa, Gzeira, Otto, Bosa, Behime. And so if the Chile is a Gzeira, Sheshir, Aser, Halo, it's a Gzeira, the Gzeira. Chalas, Chutz, Loretz, Eina, Asura, Lezorim, Elo, Mida, Rabbona. Vokalis ha'oretz, trume ka'ayir achman, that's called trume, v'asura l'zorim, v'chol zor l'yechol kodesh. Ne'echeles l'koyim imazor, v'gazrin edum v'shokel zor minei v'ochel. I'm not afraid that the zor might come and partake of the challah that's on the table. Now, why aren't you guys there? The chila gufa le mitzre bo elo mishum gzeres achilas challah sa'oretz. Yeah. Since on yosem in the rabbonah, l'chol kain sheyirtz, a second halacha, you can give it l'chol kain sheyirtz, afil alam oretz. Afil alam oretz she'en mishamra betara. I'm not sure he'll be mishamret betara. Masha'enke b'chalos ha'oretz, t'chsib lo seis minas la'kehanim, who do you give matnes kohune, la'machzikim b'teres Hashem. A person I know who's nizer b'teres Hashem, and I'm sure 100% will be nizer b'tare, machzikim yesh la'minas, b'loy she'en machzikim. But that's another halacha, which is not negei ha'asugi. Aba alme bidarabono gazrin en alo ato achila. So Moses Bishlami yeshminen chalas chutz loretz ba'oretz. Shevi oloretz. If that Mishnah would be speaking about a goyim brought chalas chutz loretz in Eretz Yisrael, ashminen. In the Mishnah it's telling us that for gam de yesh kan chala de reise. In Eretz Yisrael yev chala de reise. Ve'ikel emigzer, and there's a mocking to be geyser, ho, or to ho. If you're gonna eat Neretz Yisrael chalas chutz loretz with a zor, you'll come to eat chalas Yisrael with a zor. Di mask is chalas chutz loretz, also sukim chalas oretz, a mechle a zor, and the zor might come and eat it. Ha've'ikel emishme mino lemas nisen nami. Then you could prove from the Mishnah, loy da'achilas oif de'raise, because alosi ot achilosi, loy ot de behemet, because in chalas chutzlos is mutafel neretz Yisrael. Elo b'chutzlos taime, no, it's only speaking about chutzlos. And the reason over there is mishim de'lak le'migzor tushim yisa de'raise. The reason you're allowed to eat chalas chutzlos in chutzlos, because there's no shash de'raise whatsoever. Avol hoch, but over here, Avol gav de lei boilon le mixa alosu otech alosoi. Even though that's true, I don't have to be afraid of halo with basaroif, because he might eat basaroif, abike le mixa alosu otech alos vachilis basa behemen. But if this halo will be mutter, so tomorrow will be mala basa behemen gvinu. Chimasek lu, hain achile, the dimasik lo, if you're going to bring that on the table, hainu achila. So then already I have to be afraid that I'll eat it together also. So this will bring dreaming together. So here is achshash and isar di araisa. So could be take b'sar oif im gvinez adarabonam. But here, if you'll permit him to bring b'sar oif and gvin, they'll bring tomorrow. Sabosan gmine. Maski flo Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked Akasha, and Abaye, he said, what do you say? He said, you understand the reason of our Mishnah is because there's a tzad that this halah can bring eventually Taniso de Raisa. Today he's eating Bosoif. The basaroif and gvin on the table. Tomorrow there'll be basar behem and gvin on the table. So a mela, since it's a shash de roisa, that's why they ask it. Frekt Rav Sheshes, save, tzainam betzainam hu. What? And if you have basar behem with gvin, it's also a drabonu de kedin. You're not cooking it. You have cold basar and cold gvin. Das weitere der Rabbona. So what are you telling me? What are you telling me? Why are you telling me that they answered by the Rabbona here because it will come to the Reise? It's not going to come to the Reise. I feel that my boss, the Behemoth, won't be at the Reise. So okay, this is a kasha of Yosef also. That means a fellow Filubasa, if it would be a deraisa, but over here, there's no deraisa over here. Amar Abaye Gzeire Shemayala Beufis Rusach. Maybe the Gzeire is another Gzeire. Not they'll eat it together if you have cheese and Basa on the table, you might come and eat it together. That shash is so what it means. It's also a sonya the rabbonon. The shash is if you'll be male on a table, givina and bosa, you might put on a hat, you might take from a pot and put on a dish hot meat and cheese, not cheese. If you're putting it on the table, you might put it, well, you might put it on one dish. That's the gzeira. And there'll be an issa bishul. Not the gzeiras, they might come eat it together. There'll be an issa bishul. Shema yala be'ilfes rusach. That means they'll take off a pot of hot meat and hot cheese, and they'll put it on one plate. If you put it on one table, right, put it on one plate. Frag de Gemara, soif, klisheinihu, u klisheini eine mevasho, elegzere sheme yale beilfes rishen. Maybe, now let me just tell you the lotion of the Ritva. The Ritva says, Ela Omar Abaye, Sheze Yal Ilfis Shel Boso Sheviru Ma'al Ha'ish. You have two people sitting by a table. And one is going to bring to the table a pot with hot meat. Ba'alo, and the other person is going to bring an Ilfis Shel Gvine. So you have now two pots on the table. I'm not talking about a sukkah, you don't bring in a pot. Seems they brought in pots on the table. So if you're gonna be permitted to have on the table meat and cheese, it's gonna be the sky's the limit. Meat and cheese is mutter. So one will bring a hot pot with meat on the table, the other bring a hot pot with cheese on the table. So what? V'yatvo ze bo ze. You have a hot pot, and one is going to be matvo from one into the other. You have them both on the, and what's the problem? Bishul bosa b'chol. Not achilas. Not up to achila. Bishul bosa b'chol. Bishul bosa b'chol. That's the chash. So the chash is, if they're both together on the table, and there's no fear, there's no scare, we might mix up, so it will be, you can have on your table two pots, two klirishens, and there we have to be scared there'll be a mix-up, and there we have to be scared there'll be a mix-up, and there'll be yatpil zebozet. That possible, and there'll be a issa bishul. Okay. So according to the maskot, let's just see Rashi for 1 minute. Maskev lo resheishes, afilim tim tzolim et bosor oif b'chol ob deraise, adayim mashkachas lo gzeir lo gzeir, do alo da rabonam yishim achila, b'chila guf da rabonam, do soif soif tzoynam v'tzoynanu. So why did the Torah answer? Only when it's cooked. So it's a chash of bishul. So lefi ha'emes, the pshat in the Mishnah is a chash, it might come to Isa of bishul bosa b'cholam. That's what that's the Isa. It might come to Bishul, the Havalei Bishul Rashi says, if they might, we're not talking about eating. We're talking about the Havalei Bishul. That's what Rashi said. The last two words are the Havalei Bishul. And, I saw the Magi on the Ritva brings down that, the place he brings a raya from our Mishneh, that by Basa B'chol we say Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. It's Meirdik. Because by Shabbos there's no such din of Yesh Bishul Acha Meirdik Echidish. By Shabbos there's no din of Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. If you have cooked meat and I cook it in Shabbos, that's just to cook meat in Shabbos. And by Bishul Basa B'chol I hear two hot pots, one with cooked cheese and one with cooked meat, and I'm afraid Yat Vil Zeh Bo Zeh, he's gonna put it in, and it's gonna cook. I'm sure they. It won't cook. And Bishul Acha Bishul. So the place he brings a raya from our Gemara, that by Basa B'cholov, there's no dinner in Bishul Acha Bishul. Aber Kaponim, it's a Chash Bishul. That's all Kaponim. So the Reish Yosef asks, from that, when you learn the end of the Sugya, I mean, Rashi is very modern in the beginning of the sugya, the Mishnah. Ahosa lalois duma osa lemechlini ki adodi, the kanogi yiboli badodi. Rashi, by an iser the rabbona, they never made a gzeirich. I mean, that we see by chalas chutzlot also. I mean, why did Rashi say such a, I mean, no one ever said such a thing. Rav Yisrael said, "Is a raya b'asar oif is min ha-teire?" V'maisa kasha b'lo b'asar oif min ha-teire, but tzayinim v'tzayinim said the Rabbonim. I mean, no one ever said such a thing. The Rashi said much of sich on the Rashi and the Mishneh. My Chavrus, Rav Yisrael Kento, wanted a tayne, according to the Maskonis HaGemore, so, I mean, the way the Ritva says for sure, that Shezayal Ilfe Shel Bosa Sheviro Mala. He's talking about a Kli Rishon. One is going to take a pot, took off the flames, and put on the table. Evalo Ilfe Shel Gvine. V'yatvo Zeh Bo Zeh. So he tied it on the Rishash. We had mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, the Rishash says, why did the Mishnah speak about Gvine? Why didn't the Mishnah speak about milk? Cholov, talk about cholov. We're talking, we start off with Boshul Avashim Cholov. So the Rishar says, cholov, they never made a gzeire, because cholov is it's a liquid, it's in a cup, it's in a dot, so it won't mix up. So that's only if it's the way Rashi said in the Mishka, Dagi Badodi. Of the Yemes, we're talking about two pots. We're talking about two clerishins. So, Vaval Pikein, the Ritva says, So we have the same thing. He might dunk his meat in the coffee. What's the chilek? That was his aura.